What's up, listeners and friends? You are now tuned into the Samaj Ramal podcast. And yesterday, we focused on Joseph and his brothers and how God will turn things around for your good. No matter what the devil has tried to do in your life, God will turn it around for your good. Now, today we're going to focus on the Holy Spirit and trying our hardest not to extinguish the Holy Spirit. Sometimes in life we go through sin and we go through hurt and we go through pain. And it takes us so long to pray to God and ask for forgiveness or come back to God with a clean heart or with a sincere heart asking Him to forgive us and just help us on our journey. It's hard. It's going to be hard. I mean, sin is here and sin is going to be ever present until we die. But we must always remember that God loves us so much and He forgives us more and more every day because He wants us to enjoy that life that He has for us. Yeah, had not Adam and Eve sinned, we would not have sinned in the world. But guess what? They did. So we have sinned in the world. But we must remember that although we sin, we can ask for forgiveness and we can go and live a new life. We cannot wait so long to get back to God because when we get back, when we wait so long, the Holy Spirit is extinguished. We cannot extinguish the Holy Spirit. You know, you must remember that God loves you no matter what. I know one of my friends, we talked and I told him sometimes like, it amazes me how God keeps me and loves me and protects me, and I do so wrong, and I do some bad things, and I do some filthy things. And he says, you know, one thing about God, when you pray to God, you ask God for help, God will sit there and He'll hug you in the midst of your filth. He'll hug you and love you and just forgive you in the midst of your filth. No matter what you have done, you can ask God for forgiveness. He loves us so much, and He just wants us to live a good life, perfect but good. So listeners, please, please come back to God. Don't wait too long. He loves you. He's there with His arms wide open. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is a short broadcast, but I just wanted to remind you not to extinguish the Holy Spirit and just keep Him ever present in your life. Thank you so much for listening. He could have let me drown. He could have let me drown. When I was sinking deep in sin, my God could have let me drown. Y'all, you know, sometimes we sit there and we wonder why God kept us and why He's always there for us. But it's because of His grace and His mercy that we are here. We must remember that although we go through things, that if we pray and we believe in God, He's going to always be there for us. That's why I truly believe in this song, He Could Have Let Me Drown. Going back to what we said earlier of not extinguishing the Holy Spirit, we must remember that it lives deep. The Holy Spirit lives deep inside of us. And that when we pray to God and we become closer to Him, our Holy Spirit increases. And if we don't pray and keep that relationship with God, then guess what? We're extinguishing our Holy Spirit that's within inside of us. Because let me tell you, God loves us so much that He allowed His Son to die on the cross for us so that we can be saved and so that we can go to Him and just ask for forgiveness whenever we need it. Yeah, I know that you might have lied, you might have cheated, you might have fornicated, you might have done everything that you could have done that was wrong in the sight of God, but He loves us so much that over a bunch of years ago, that He allowed his Son to die so that now all we have to do is get on our knees and say, Father, I admit, God, that I am a sinner, that I am wrong, that I should not have been doing the things that I've done. But God, I just ask that you forgive me. So right now, listeners, I just want to pray with you and just ask that you receive my prayer in Jesus' name. Please, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, God, thanking you for everything that you've done for us, Father. Thanking you for who you are in our lives, God. Thanking you for allowing your son to die for us so long ago, God. Father God, everything that's wrong right now in our hearts right now, God, every lie, every sin, every disgusting thing that we've done, God, we're sorry, God. God, we know, God, that we are your people, God, and we should be better, God. And Father God, right now, God, we ask, God, that you just enter back into our hearts, God. God, that you allow your Holy Spirit to increase in us, God. Please, God, and don't allow us to stay and extinguish the Holy Spirit, but allow us to live a life that's pleasing in your sight, God. God, that you bless our jobs. God, you bless our homes. God, you bless our families, God. God, you allow the Holy Spirit to be with us wherever we go, God. No matter what's going on in our life, God, we ask, God, that you just allow our spirit to be increased by you, God. Our Holy Spirit to be increased by you, God. And God, that our flesh decrease every day, God. So we can live a not a perfect life, but a holy life. Right now, it is right now that we pray and we ask God that you do this for us. Amen. So listeners, thank you for listening and praying with me. And just remember that God could have let you drown. But every time that you prayed and you believed and you asked for forgiveness, he lifted your spirit and he took you back in. So now go and live and not let the Holy Spirit be extinguished, but let it increase in your life. Extinguish the flesh and increase the Holy Spirit. So we can know the right things to do, so we can walk the right way, so we can live the right way. God loves you so much. And I know that he loves me so much. And I just want to thank you all. And I pray that God continue to bless you as he blesses me. Because God is a blessing to all of us. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I pray that my prayer really reached the Father and that it helps you and your family. Thank you so much.